Hello, everybody. This is Lily, and you are listening to The Lily Show. This is 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And today I have some news. Today and only today, this is not the LILI/Y show, but just the LILI show. Me, LILI. Lily has abandoned me to go to Paris, so I'm just doing a solo set today, but luckily I was able to bring my friend Perry along to fill in. And Lily, if you're listening, I hope you're eating a croissant, looking at art, debating the age of consent, whatever else French people do. Actually, Lily's in Dublin right now. And I hope she's listening, and I hope she's super jealous. If this goes well, then Perry's up for her slot. kidding. I hope Lily's having a great time. And there isn't really much of a theme today. The playlist I made isn't that cohesive, aside from the fact that I like every song on it. And we're going to get started with two pretty upbeat indie rock tracks. The first one is Why I Like the Robins by Hum. And the next song is Chosen to Deserve by Wednesday, which is off their upcoming album, Rat Saw God, which is set to release on April 7th. So mark your calendars. And with that, let's get into it. So, you just heard Why I Like the Robins by Hum and Chosen to Deserve by Wednesday. And I've just made the unfortunate realization that the volume on my computer was low for the past two songs, and so it was probably coming out really low on the radio, and so I do apologize for that. I also apologize for the state of my voice. I am a little sick right now, but I hope that you'll choose to see it as kind of a sexy rasp and not me having a cold. Thank you. And so anyways, the next two songs we have coming up are Papa Was a Rodeo by The Magnetic Fields off of their iconic album 69 Love Songs, and then after that, Trigger Cut Wounded Kite at 17 by Pavement.
Stuck around long enough for a one-night stand. romance of the century. After all these years wrestling gators, I still feel like crying when I think of what you said to me.
You just heard Papa Was a Rodeo by the Magnetic Fields, followed by Trigger Cut, Wounded Kite at 17 by Pavement. And next up, we have two songs by the same artist, Black Belt Eagle Scout. So the first one is Sedna off her 2023 album, The Land, the Water, the Sea, that I or The Water, the Sky, my bad, that I was just listening to this week. I think it's pretty good. And then after that, I wanted to return to one of her earlier songs, Soft Stud, off the album Mother of My Children. And Soft Stud is definitely her most favorite song, and I think it's for good reason. This pick was also inspired by my guest today, Perry Labonte, because she's a stud. And maybe also soft? I don't know. So let's get into it.
One day
I know.
You just heard Sedna. Oh my gosh. Whoa. Okay, let me try that again. You just heard Sedna by Black Belt Eagle Scout, followed by Soft Stud, also by Black Belt Eagle Scout. Ooh. Okay, clearly my voice has devolved a little bit since the last time I read on air. But that's all right, because now I have Perry to help me read a lovely little PSA. So, Perry, which PSA have you picked for us today?
Is this on?
Yes. Oh, wait, check your ear.
Hello? I can't hear. Test? Yeah, I think it's on.
Yeah, it is on.
Yay, this is my big debut. So I've chosen Somerville Cares About Prevention.
Correct. Oh, wait, and do it in your infomercial voice.
I have to clear my throat from all of my sick phlegm. Thinking of throwing a house party? Well, if you are a part of the Somerville or Medford communities, then it is imperative that you are a responsible host. As a host, you can help maintain community relations by controlling the noise and behavior of your guests. It is also important to provide snacks and non-alcoholic beverages for your guests, and to remind guests to alternate non-alcoholic and alcoholic beverages. Finally, remember it is illegal to provide alcohol to individuals that are under 21 years old. Such behavior can lead up to a fine of $2,000, as well as up to a year in jail. This message was brought to you by Somerville Cares About Prevention. Find us online on Facebook, Twitter, and www.somervillema.gov/scap. Thank you so much. Back to Lily.
Wait, you have to read the thing at the bottom.
What?
Did you get the thing that says W? Oh, never mind. You got it. Okay. Great job, Perry. Wonderful work.
Thank you.
I'm so glad to have you here. And while we're talking, I wanted to know, do you have any shout-outs that you would like to share with the larger Medford Somerville area?
Any shout-outs?
Yeah, who would you like to shout out?
Are we talking people?
Sure, people.
People, I would love to shout out my wonderful roommate Saskia, if she's awake right now. She just texted me, so I guess she is. I hope she's listening.
Oh, she better be.
Saskia, I love you so much. I miss you. I feel so lonely in 420 without you. but I did not regret one moment at all when I woke up at 520 this morning and I turned the big, bright overhead light on. Yeah, I love being able
to see. That's true. Nothing like some fluorescent lighting early in the morning.
Yeah, it really gets the blood flowing. The people's dilated.
Beautiful. Okay. And with that, we're going to get into the next two songs. We have New Friends by Pine Grove, a song that I was quite obsessed with in August of this year. And then after that, we have Stay by Belly, which I was obsessed with about two winters ago. So here you go.
Look around the room, whatever I let it
Thank you.
You just heard New Friends by Pine Grove and Stay by Belly. And before I get into the next two songs, Perry's last shout out was not quite complete, and she has something else to add for the people of Medford Somerville. So Perry, what would you like to shout out?
I would like to shout out all of the food delivery drivers that come to deliver to Tufts students. I'd also like to shout out Hill Hall's unfortunate but somehow fortunate location, because luckily it's on the outside, so all of the delivery drivers that need to deliver something, like maybe somewhere in the middle, they're either clueless or they get lazy and they drop it off at Hill, even though they're supposed to deliver to like Latin
and or something. We reap the benefits, don't we?
We do. I forage. I like snoop through the left packages.
And what'd you find recently?
Recently, I found an 8-pack of Kraft mac and cheese.
Ooh!
I also found some veggie sticks and some pretzels.
It's a good haul. I've taken so many abandoned pretzels in my day. But Perry, how long do you wait before you take stuff? Because I think, like, if someone just orders their groceries, yeah, I'd say that's a little unethical. There's, like, a principle to foraging.
No, I agree. If I've seen it for, like, at least a couple days, or if I've walked past it, like, if it's at the entrance and I've walked past it, like, maybe 5-6 times and it's still there, and if other people have gotten it to it first, then I'm like, okay, I can't be the worst since someone else has already done it for me.
That makes sense. I'm glad you have, like, there's like, a logic to this. You're not just taking stuff left
I'm
and right.
Not yeah. Monster.
So take Perry's advice, forage ethically, and keep ordering your groceries to Hill Hall, because Perry and I really enjoy that.
Thank you.
And so the next two songs I have, I put them together because I would confidently describe them both as cute. I think that's just the most fitting word. They're cute apart and they're even cuter together. And the first one is Whole World Girl by Free Cake for Every Creature, off their album The Bluest Star, which is potentially one of the cutest albums ever. And then after that, we have Peng 33 by Stereolab. And I like this song both because Stereolab is great and because I heavily support incorporating the word Peng into our vernacular. I think British people did that right. It's American corollary, bae, I also think we should bring back, because we don't have a word to fill that slot. And I think that everyone listening should start using those both regularly. So without further ado, here are the songs.
I was having fun, but in the slow movement for action.
You just heard Whole World Girl by Free Cake for Every Creature and Peng 33 by Stereolab. And for our last segment of the show, before Tufts heads out to spring break, I have two very special songs. The first one is Not What You Want by Sleater-Kinney off Dig Me Out, which is an amazing album. And then after that, if we have time, I'll play Judy Staring at the Sun by Catherine Wheel. And then after that, we are done. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Lily Show. And thank you so much to Perry for joining me. And everyone should check back next week for a, spoiler, lava lamp themed set. I think that's what we're going to go with. But who's to say? You'll have to listen and find out. And shout out to Lily all the way in France. She's definitely on a plane right now. She won't be hearing this, but she gets a shout out anyways. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and I hope everyone has a wonderful day.